Hi, this is a dictation for James Rogers, JamesRogers. Date of service is 5/30/2025. Date of accident 4/22/2025. Date of service 5/30/2025. Date of birth 12/17/1980. James Rogers, 44-year-old gentleman, is here with a chief complaint of pain in the lower back, left shoulder, and headaches. He was hospitalized for a blood clot in the left arm after the accident. Second time admission to the hospital, and it was on 4/28/2025 when they removed the blood clot and blood from his left arm that was extremely swollen. The patient reports all of his symptoms are occurring because of a automobile accident that is described as follows. On 4/22/2025, at around 11 p.m., patient was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right with two other people, who is his uncle and a friend, in a Lyft car. Devin McHale, Devin McCall, McCall. And the second person was Desmond William, DesmondWillims. The first one is already being seen at the office here for his injuries from car accident. The patient report that they were traveling on a Grand River and a Grand Boulevard area, and they were rear-ended at the intersection in a high speed around 50 to 60 miles an hour. Their own car was turning at 30 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance to Henry Ford Hospital emergency room, where he remained for 10 hours with CT scan, MRI, X-rays were done, and it was discharged. He again went to the Henry Ford Hospital second time on 4/28/2025. When he was admitted to the hospital for several days, and he was for 4 days, and he was removed. The blood clot was emptied from his arteries by drawing the blood and from the tissues, but no surgery was done. Damage to the car was complete. The car was total. Rear of the car was damaged. Trunk, bumper, back seat was pushed. Side airbags opened, and side window was broken, and the injury was again that the arm became swollen after 2 days. There was a blood clot to the left arm after injuring into the door. I think he reports that his arm hit into the front seat, head hit into the headrest, seat belt also injured his back, and broken seat. The seat was broken because of the things being pushed from behind, and it injured his lower back, according to the patient. History of presenting illness: patient is complaining of headaches, which is occupying the left temple mostly, and occasionally the posterior part of the head, with a moderate headache around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, cough and on, not sensitive to light or noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are loss of balance, loss of concentration, and blood vision. The patient denies any other symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. He denies any incontinence or nausea, vomiting. He denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field, or taste problem, or smell problem, or TMJ problem. No other laceration, fracture is described. In addition, patient reports fatigue and tingling. Tingling is present and numbness in the left arm involving all the fingers, and mostly it is posterior part of the arm that is being reported. Other than that, patient has no weakness, lightheadedness, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance, tidal anesthesia is absent. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pains in the lower back and the left shoulder. Lower back pain is reported to be 6 without any radiation or radiculopathies. Left shoulder pain is reported to be 7. Left arm is swollen and painful and is reported to be 6. All the fingers are numb in the patient's report, and these are described as throbbing and sharp. Pain is varying from 2 to 6. And a modifying factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, and improved by nothing. And ADLs are affected 6. Numbness and tingling pins and needle of the left arm is constant, along with muscle weakness of the left arm. He has dropped phone and dinner plates. No bladder bowel incontinence. No past treatment is reported since the accident with any entity. Review the records for system review, for the surgical history, for allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment, disability, legal and personal history, ADLs, and also the diagnosis. The patient is 44-year-old African-American male. He is 6 foot tall, 180 pounds. And he is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyuria. Hydration is good, nourishment is good. And he is not in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. He exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, stress and hygiene is normal, and is able to walk reasonably well without using any device. The gait is not intelligent. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. In the skin, please mention left arm issue, which is swollen and purple in color, and has been treated by Henry Ford Hospital for collection of the blood clot. In the musculature examination, please mention the patient exhibits a severe spasm of the left trapezius muscle, especially the cervical fiber and the upper thoracic fiber, with several trigger points that are reproducible tenderness. Even the left quadratus lumborum muscle is in spasm, and the left paravertebral muscle on the left side from L1 to L5 is in spasm with 2 plus hypertonicity. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Fine tenderness is present and in the area of L5-S1 and a bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 on the left side. 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 50, and bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 65. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign is negative. Lerman test is negative. Toto-R test is negative. Distraction test negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test are negative. And lumbar spine, forward, the straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. And CLR positive. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign and Prager test is negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are tender, and Faber test is positive bilaterally, and Gosselin test is positive. While running flexion, inlet compression, distraction tests are negative. Extremities, except for the left shoulder, which has a pain level around 7 and difficulty in lifting the arm, rest of the extremities will be normal. So examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, left shoulder appears to be normal, but there is a difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Pain level is 7, constant, and is felt like throbbing. The muscle strength is 4/5. Drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension is positive. Hawking Kennedy test is positive. The examination of the left upper arm shows a large area involving the upper arm up to the elbow is all swollen, including the elbow, and is slightly tender. It's around I did not measure the size of the arm at this time, but it's not expanding. Distally, the pulses are pretty normal, and distally the wrist and fingers are completely normal. They appear to be normal range of motion, normal reflexes, normal circulation, and carpotunnel testing is negative. Silent sign, terminal sign is negative. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue to the neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder area. And patient is supposed to see the hospital for the left arm blood clot 3 times a week. The patient is disabled. Hospital replacement and attended care has been ordered 4 hours, 7 days. And the transportation has been added. The patient is deemed unable to carry out his ADLs. He has filed with the affidavit. Medications are provided, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, 30 tablets, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg in 1 mg for night. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep and Medigesic for headache relief. Patients also provided lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records. We are requesting a release of records from the Henry Ford Hospital. Interventional pain procedures. Patient is recommended an injection for trigger points that can help him. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Provision of attended care, caseworker. Attended care has been ordered for 4 hours, 7 days for this month. Investigation. We are going to wait for the reports from the hospital before beginning any investigation. DMS. Patient is provided with a order for patient is provided with a tense unit and a back brace. Education is yes. And follow visit in 7 days, direct contact with you. Thank you.